Hey, it's Francis Lamb, host of The Splendid Table. Every week on our show, we talk about food and cooking and the meanings of food and cooking. We talk with the most interesting people in food about their techniques, their culture, and everything in between. Whether it's about how fried chicken took over the world or how Instagram changes the way people are actually eating. It's a food show where everyone is welcome. Come join us. You can listen to The Splendid Table wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Roberta's, home of Heritage Radio Network for 10 years. Learn more about Roberta's at robertaspizza.com.
All right. Now, look here. Welcome to Life's a Banquet. It's a show about the highs and also the lows, mostly the lows, let's be honest, of everything edible, sproutable, and pourable with me, your host, the big, tall, jolly green giant. And?
Oh. And me, Andre the Giant.
Oh my God, a giant off? Are we going to have a giant cage match right now?
No, I'm very kind. Also, my dad was just watching, what is the movie that he's in?
The Princess Bride?
And I hadn't seen it, you know, in a couple of years. It's so good.
Dude, it's so good.
I laughed. I laughed as if I hadn't seen that movie 350 times.
Me too. And last week when I got home last Friday after the last Zaza pop-off, Oh my God. Brain problems. It kind of was a pop-off, am I right? The last Zaza pop-up.
A popover?
Yes, it was full of popovers and popcorn and Pop-Tarts. I came home and I also turned on La Princess Bride. I think it's like on Hulu or something for free.
Yeah, it is.
And so I was like, I'm going to watch this. Rob Reiner is also a gentle giant. And
That movie is
it was great.
Perfect.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah, it's just like, it's still funny after all these years.
Yep. Inconceivable. I've met that man. Yeah. It was really exciting. He's just as short in real life as he is on television.
Have you seen the movie My Dinner with
Andre?
Andre? It is Andre the Giant again.
There's an Andre theme here for this guy. What is that guy's name? I always forget his name. It's two last names. Like
Wallace Shawn.
Wallace Shawn. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Famously on Gossip Girl.
And also Clueless.
Mm-hmm.
The best
and
part
no
of
other
Clueless.
Movies.
Yeah, that's it. That's all he was in.
And My
Very
Dinner with
short.
Andre the Giant.
He ate everything. He ate more than his share of food, I can tell you that.
He's also in Annie Hall. Did you guys know this is a new podcast about Wallace Shawn?
Welcome, folks. We are done with Ben and Jen, and this is now the Wallace Shawn cast.
The Zillennials are crazy about Wallace Shawn.
We're just trying to see how we can bore you literally to death in 45 minutes of time.
Well, I want to bore them to tears. But if they die, it's not our fault.
If he dies, he dies.
We're not contractually implicated if someone dies listening to the episode, are they? Are we?
I don't know. Let's knock on wood. Maybe we should quit while we're ahead. Nicole, you still have a Nicole, and I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, it's never going to go away. But look what I'm drinking. Two different kinds of water. One is seltzer, tangerine.
Fizzy.
And
then,
I
love it.
This punk rock water here, Liquid Death.
Oh, tell me about that. I'm confused about Liquid Death water. What is it? Just plain water?
I don't know, but it's from the Alps, it says. And then on the bottom, it says, murder your thirst. And
That's
I'm going
smart.
To.
That's good marketing, and also water in a can, much better.
Here
than
I am opening
plastic
it.
Bottle.
ASMR.
The big reveal. Take a sip.
Okay.
Glug, glug, glug.
It tastes like nothing.
It tastes watery.
Very watery.
Very watery.
It's a little watered down, I would say. Yeah.
A little water.
Yeah.
You know what, though? Like, I do think that Evian water has a specific taste to it.
Yeah,
it's
there is
slippery and gross, and I
bottled
don't like
water.
It.
Like also, what's the like the one you get in the Coke machine? What brand is that one?
Oh, Dasani.
Yes, that tastes gross. Like it has a good flavor that I don't like.
Yeah, it's like it's bottled in the toilet. It comes from like the toilets at the Coca-Cola plant.
They're like, we tap the toilets in the Rockies.
Ugh. Anyway, well, I'm sorry that you're not feeling well. That really stinks, huh?
Well, I feel okay. I just have this incessant cough and runny nose that will never go away, apparently, according to my other coworkers who have the same cold as me and are also still fighting the symptoms.
It sucks, dude. I did something last night that I want to tell you about.
Okay.
I'm proud of it. At first I was embarrassed. Now I feel proud. Actually, I was never embarrassed, but that's a lie. I made I have iceberg lettuce. I made a delicious pizza shop salad in my house. But I'm like, oh, I really want ranch dressing on this. But I didn't have any, I only have the Hidden Valley ranch powder, but not the rest of the components to make ranch dressing.
Maybe you just put it in some water.
Just took the powder, shook that powder right on top of my oil and vinegar salad.
Oh yeah.
Delicious.
Mm-hmm. That's
delicious.
A
revelation.
What I like to do is take the powder, put some water in it, drink it with a straw.
Oh, amazing. Or you can use it as an enema.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Everybody knows that.
Yeah. The Hidden Valley enema.
You know,
Oh, sorry. Oh, go ahead.
I have a question that someone asked me at work the other day, which we should know because we did an episode about this. And she said, do coffee enemas just clean out your colon or do they jazz you up with the caffeine?
They jazz you up.
And I said they jazz because you're absorbing the caffeine through your butthole or whatever.
You checked your butthole for caffeine? I'm sorry I interrupted you there, but I have breaking news that I was just so eager to share with you, which is that I bumped into randomly on the street brand new neighbor, Mike Sala.
He told me.
Who horrifyingly was going to get a stand for a parrot that he owns. Now, folks, this is breaking news in our personal friendship community, but also for all of you, that people actually have to live with parrots. And I find that disturbing. Nicole, what do you think about
it? Okay, so this parrot is a childhood parrot. He's had it a long time, I think. So it's old as hell. And he was at first just watching it for his parents while they moved, I believe. But now he was like, oh, I have a spare room. If you come to New York, you can stay here in the bird's room. And I was like, well, how long are you going to have the bird? And he was like, oh, well, I kind of am in love with the bird now, so I'm not going to get rid of it. And I was like, help.
Yeah, send help. So that's why we started a GoFundMe for our friend Mike Sala.
He needs some help. Yeah.
Yeah, he needs an intervention, some kind of parrot intervention. We're going to have to tie him down, go into the house, take that bird, and let it fly away.
Yeah. Well, it's so old. I don't think it would do well in the wild. It also talks.
That's the worst part. And, you know, here's the thing about parrots is that it is old. I believe, Mike, you told me your parrot was 25 years old. And I'm so sorry to be calling you out so publicly and shaming you for your love of birds on the podcast, because I'm sure this parrot is perfectly lovely. But that parrot is not old. It's just a regular age, because parrots live to be 80.
They
live a human lifespan. Yeah.
What?
So actually the parrot that he has, that I believe he said it was in its 20s, is quite young.
Yeah. It's just graduated from college.
Yeah. It's in the prime of its life. I mean, there's so much life for it. It's probably going to outlive
his
entire family,
80s?
All of us.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes even longer, which is terrible. It's terrible that that a parrot should live that long. They're so precocious and rude.
Are they rude?
Yes, they say awful things.
It
says tease people.
40 to 60 years or more is how long it is.
Or more. That's what I'm saying.
Well, listen to this shit. Doves live for 20 years.
Get the fuck out of here. You know what? I think seagulls live for 30 years.
What?
Which is fucked up. Yeah, dude.
I don't. Okay, but
seagulls live for 30 years.
A finch only lives for 9 years.
That's unfair. Why the finch? The finch, I'd rather have a lot. What if finches don't bother us at all? Oh, God.
Yeah, sorry. I got a cold, I guess, or something. Okay, well, a cockatoo can live 60 years. 60 years. That
I know,
seems
and
mental.
It is mental, and people get these as pets, and then, I'm sorry, I know that we wish our dogs and cats could live for 60
years
because they're
actually
cuddly and soft and nice.
Mm-hmm.
It's unfair to me that what I deem as the worst pet, a pet with a sharp beak and claws that doesn't snuggle you, lives
and dinosaur eyes, because they are dinosaurs.
A human amount of time.
Okay, well,
I think
check
we need
this
to do
out
something about this.
On our bird episode here. Doves live 20 years or more in captivity, but in the wild they only live 1.5 years.
Oh, my God. It's hard out there for a dove.
You know why? Because people just release them at weddings all the time, and then they're like, what the fuck just happened? Now I'm in a totally different area than I was before.
I have to fend for myself. Yeah. I grew up in Michigan. Now here I am in fucking Hyannisport. This is unfair.
I have a friend who just got married not that long ago who literally released doves at the wedding. And I think that's not okay, I would say.
I don't agree with it at all. But I will say that if it does decrease the dove lifespan, I'm for it. Because if I haven't already made this clear, I'm anti-bird. Anti-bird. And people have said this to me in the past. They're like, you don't like birds. I'm like, I never said that. Birds are fine. And birds are fine.
I don't like birds either. They're dinosaurs. They have little beady eyes. What about pigeons? They suck.
I mean, exactly. I have a friend who's, oh my God, I forgot to silence my, that was a message from birthday boy, Adam Golfer.
It's his birthday? Happy birthday,
it
Adam.
It is, yes, it is. Adam, thank you. Happy birthday, but you did disrupt America's most important podcast. Mm-hmm. So,
about Wallace Shawn and birds.
About the Wallace Shawn and bird episode. I have a friend, Melanie, who is afraid of pigeons, like terribly afraid of pigeons and all birds.
Which does she live in New York?
Yeah. And I'm like, how do you like survive? You
know what I mean? I mean, birds don't really interact with me very much here in Indiana as much as pigeons. And they would always be around you in New York.
Of course.
You sit down.
Seagulls. And now we know finches.
Oh, and seagulls. Yeah. If you're on the beach, they're going to eat your food.
Yeah. Seagulls are absolutely unacceptable. Well, anyway, folks, Nicole, I'm hoping that you have some Ben and Jen news for us. Anything funny happened to these two idiots this week?
Guys, guess what? The internet said, hold on, I have to go back because I looked up the age of birds.
What about penguins?
Oh, I don't know. I never watched that March of the Penguins movie where they presumably address the length of their lives. Okay. TMZ says that Jennifer Lopez was spotted wearing a possible engagement ring. There's a picture of her, like, at the airport or something, and there's a giant red arrow pointing to her finger. It's so Whoa. Funny.
That's hilarious. What does the finger look like? Is it nice and straight? Is it funky?
She's wearing, like, a not the most flattering dress, I would say. Here, can you see this?
Not really.
I know. Yeah, I can't really see it either. But allegedly, I see a bright red arrow. But I don't see
the Yeah, I see the arrow. The arrow is humongous. The arrow is taking up the whole picture.
Oh, well, God. Wow, okay, now that I zoomed in, it is actually fucking huge. It's like the fucking canary diamond, the yellow canary diamond.
Oh, my God.
The one they like steal in that movie.
It's like the diamond from, whatchamacallit, your favorite movie, Titanic.
Yeah.
Is that even a diamond?
I don't know, but here's the thing. If you are a super rich person, I guess it doesn't matter to you, but you've like bought multiple like billion-dollar engagement rings. It seems kind of a waste.
It's so weird. It's much like I feel about some of their other, like, you know, things that turn them on, like their big giant houses with multiple bathrooms. It's like, I don't know. At a certain point, like, why do you need like such a big giant diamond? Like, is it any better than just like an elegant, cute ring? Like, why does it have to be like so big?
I mean, it's
why don't you just give that money to?
I guess, yeah, I don't know. Like, also not very comfortable to wear. Not that JLo does the dishes or anything, but you know, this ring's gonna get snagged in her flowy dress that she's wearing.
It absolutely will, and that's really why I never wear
hair.
A ring.
Yeah. Anyway, that's all I know. But let's get down to the real topic of the day.
What are we talking about today?
We're talking about Wallace Shawn's favorite food, beans.
Notorious bean freak Wallace Shawn.
Mm-hmm. He loves them. And so, okay, Sarah, I wanted to ask you, do you have a funny story about beans that your friend, your ex-boyfriend...
I do. Yes. Thank you for bringing it up.
Will you tell us?
My ex-boyfriend and ex-friend, we had, I think, either just like moved in together or like were going to move in together. We were like, you know, in the relationship to the point where he's like, I want to make coffee. We're like, where are the coffee beans? So we must not have lived together at that point. Anyway, insignificant. He like goes over, he gets the coffee pot. I'm not a coffee at home person to begin with. Like I usually have coffee in the house and I have a French press, but I don't do it often. So anyway, I check back in with this dude a couple, you know, minutes later and I look at the coffee in the French press and it's like this murky gray water. And I was like, what is this? And he goes, it's coffee. And I was like, where did you get the coffee beans? It goes right over there and points to a jar that is filled with motherfucking black beans. This person made coffee with black beans, which to me was the funniest thing that had ever happened in the history of the world. And yes. He like didn't laugh at it. And mm-hmm. He never laughed at it. And I told the story multiple times to literally everyone I knew, sometimes in front of him. Never thought it was funny. Ultimately, I think it's what led to the end of the relationship.
Yeah,
and
well,
he's
it is
now thriving, and I'm me. So well, who's laughing now?
Yeah, that's true. Well, the beans are, that's for sure. That is, it could happen to anyone, though. Black beans look exactly identical to coffee beans.
Almost exactly. Yeah. And the funny part is they were cooked black beans.
They were?
No.
Oh, I was like, what? You have just cooked black beans sitting in a jar and you're counter? Now you're definitely in the insane one.
Oh,
it was
no.
Black bean puree.
Yeah, it was black bean paste.
Okay, well, I'm going to talk to you guys about all different kinds of beans. Bean facts, if you will. So prepare yourselves. Settle in. Get out your bucket of refried beans and dig in. Pardon me. Okay. A bean is an edible seed, which I didn't know until now.
Why would you?
I don't know. I think it seems like very logical when you think about it, but I didn't know.
I thought they grew on trees.
And they have been around for like literally ever. The first couple of beans that they've found. They found some in Thailand in the year 9750 BC.
Oh my God.
That was a great year.
It's an old bean. Mm-hmm. That was a great year for beans.
Yeah.
Very
hot summer. Yeah. And then they also found some in 7000 BC in Mexico. These beans were probably not cultivated. They were probably just like wilding out. There are 40,000 different kinds of beans on Earth.
Get the hell out of here.
That's quite a few. I've only ever had two kinds. Hummus beans.
That's wild.
And refried beans.
Hummus beans. What about jelly beans?
If it's not a dip, I'm not eating it.
Fair enough.
And well, that's what I want. That's my motto.
That's your campaign slogan? Vote for Nicole Bailey. If it's not a dip, I'm not eating it.
Okay. National Bean Day is on January 6th. We just barely missed it by a couple of months.
It's my mom's birthday.
Oh, yeah.
And she fucking loves beans.
Well, I mean, how could she not? It's National Bean Day, her day of birth.
Sidebar, sorry, but like January 6th is one day after the birthday of the person who made the bean coffee. His birthday was January 5th.
Awkward. Okay. The reason why they chose January 6th for Big Bean Day is because famous botanist Mendel died that day.
And R.I.P. Mendel.
He's famous for like fucking around with a bunch of beans, figuring out how genetics work in his yard. So thanks, Mendel. The tallest bean plant ever was 46 feet tall.
Get out of here.
How did they make it? I don't understand. Like, what supported it? It just went straight up in the air? Like, I don't understand.
That's very confusing.
A tree? I don't understand.
That sounds more like a bean tree, which proves my earlier hypothesis that beans grow on trees.
Yeah. Bean soup is on the Senate's restaurant menu, and it has been every single day since the early 1900s.
Oh, dude. I wonder who gets it.
I don't know. I mean, we get it. You know what I mean?
No, but which senators do you think get the bean soup every day?
I don't know, man. Probably. I couldn't name a single senator if you asked me. If you're really into the Senate, you can get the recipe for that bean soup on the internet. Okay?
Okay.
So run, don't walk, to your computer and get that recipe. North Dakota, America's favorite state, provides 1/3 of our United States beans.
It's a shocking fact to me for some reason, just because I don't think of North Dakota like that as more than a friend. But now I guess I have to.
I don't think of North Dakota ever.
Me neither.
South Dakota, Sure. North Dakota?
Sure, of course.
No.
Never. No. But now, always, because I love beans, and every time I eat a bean, I'm going to say, you came from North Dakota, probably. There's a one-third chance.
Well, one out of every three beans that you eat came from North Dakota.
Wow. So some of you did. I'm going to address the beans before I have it. Folks, for those of you here today from North Dakota, welcome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. New listeners. And also South Dakota. Love you guys.
Great state. So big.
I love those southern states. You know, so warm. Pythagoras, famous theorem guy. Inventor of geometry or whatever. Because he was so like good at geometry, he sort of had like a cult following. People would like do whatever he did and eat whatever he ate. He is considered the first vegetarian because he wouldn't eat any meat products, but he also hated beans.
Pythagoras.
And he wouldn't even walk in a bean field. Which,
what do you mean?
Like if he saw a bean field, he wouldn't go in there. He would walk around it. Even if it took like an extra half an hour to get to the store or whatever.
Like people who hold their breath while they pass a cemetery?
Yes.
But with beans.
Okay, which seems fine, like whatever. Until an angry mob chased him because they were like, geometry is boring. They chased him right up to a bean field and he wouldn't go in there. And so they fucking killed him.
Oh my God. He died because of his fear of beans?
Yeah.
Oh my, Pythagoras. Now I don't really feel like we can trust his theorem.
Yeah, well, it's never been proven, so, you know.
Now I'm questioning everything. Okay. I'm learning a lot in this episode, though. I have to be honest, and I'm not just, like, saying that. I really feel like this is the most I've learned in my whole life.
Yeah, I agree with you. You've never learned anything.
Bird ages, bean facts. I mean, North
every
Dakota.
Movie that Wallace Shawn has been in. My dinner with Andre the Giant. Okay. Let's get back to beans.
Okay, great. Sorry.
Native Americans taught the colonists how to grow beans in corn. So the beans like climb up the corn stalk.
Cute.
And the colonists repaid them by slaughtering them completely and destroying them and giving them blankets filled with smallpox. In Nicaragua, newlyweds are given a bowl of beans for good luck. I don't know if they're cooked or not. I hope they
like,
are.
Just in general or when they like do something, like when they get married?
Newlyweds.
Oh, newlyweds. Got it. I thought you just said people. You're right. You did say newlyweds.
Just people. If you go to Nicaragua, like when you get a lei, when you go to Hawaii.
You just get a bowl of beans.
You get a bowl of beans.
I'd prefer that.
So in 1980, an archaeologist in New Mexico, which sounds very like sexy to me to be an archaeologist in 1980 in New Mexico,
100%.
They found a clay pot sealed with pine tar containing bean seeds that were 1500 years old, and they planted those beans and they grew.
It's fucked up.
Can you believe it?
No, that's awesome. Those beans love it. Old beans.
The undead. Yeah.
And then one of the archaeologists made coffee out of them.
And then the other archaeologist found a mosquito and some amber. And you know the rest of the story.
Yada, yada, yada. Dinosaurs took over the world. Again.
Napoleon, that little guy, he fed his soldiers beans because he thought that they strengthen your muscles and your brain. And he was correct. And that's why he won the war of 1812.
Your favorite war, which, by the way, will be the next episode. The War of 1812 is coming up next week on Life's a Banquet.
I think my favorite war is the Hundred Years' War.
That's a long war.
It didn't actually last for 100 years, also. It's a misnomer.
My favorite war is the War on Drugs.
Oh, that's a fun one. Yeah.
Yeah, because I loved both Nancy and Ronald Reagan. Such heroes in my eyes.
Absolutely. And also, what great music they make.
Oh, yes. Fabulous. I can't believe they formed a band after they got out of the White House.
I mean, when you hear him sing, it doesn't sound like Ronald Reagan at all.
It doesn't. But he is dead, so he might have a ghost voice.
Well, I would assume what a skeleton would sound like singing is not what it actually sounds like. It sounds like a live person.
It does. It's really good. Good on you, Reagans. Big fans of all your work, music and otherwise.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Ancient Egyptians used beans as cosmetics. They used a whitewash made out of beans to lighten their skin, which to me is wacky. I didn't even know ancient Egyptians were into lightening their skin. Apparently, it's been around forever. Bad news, you guys.
Shame on finger point, wag at you, Egyptians.
Okay. 71,089 people. It's a hard number to say. Roughly 71,000 people had the last name Bean. But this
really
does not include Rowan Atkinson, who played Mr. Bean. His name is Rowan Atkinson.
Monsieur Bean, if you will.
Mm-hmm. He's French. Senior Bean. Vermont, famous snowboarding town, ranks the highest in searching for bean recipes on the internet.
But why?
But why did someone wonder what state searches for the most bean recipes? That question would never occur to me in my whole life.
It's probably the same scientist who found the like ancient beans dressed up like Laura Dern. They're like in their later years in life. They're like, well, I can't really do archaeology and paleontology anymore. I might as well get into researching something different. Who's looking up all these goddamn bean recipes? That's what.
Yes. Alabama, a state in the union, has a butterbean festival. And that festival holds the record for the largest pot of baked beans, 1,010 gallons of baked beans.
Wow.
And I'm like, that's okay, famous. Did they also win the Guinness Book of World Records for biggest pot? Because you have to have a really big pot for 1,000 gallons to fit inside of it.
Totally. Like, and also biggest spoon.
Where do you even get that much? Maybe they didn't put it all in one pot, I guess.
Well, then how is it the biggest pot of beans? Then you could just say that, like, any collection of pots of beans are the biggest. It you obviously would be like, has to be in a
if
big
it's not
pot.
In one pot of this? Yeah, then it doesn't amount to a hill of beans, you know?
Exactly. Good bean pun or reference.
This pertains to your interest, Sarah. The longest recorded time for sitting in a bath of cold baked beans is 100 hours.
Oh, my God. Wait. But okay. And so many questions, obviously.
Well, I just want to tell you who did it. Barry, Captain Beanie Kirk, who's obviously British, did this. So like he's sitting there for 100 hours. He definitely peed in there at the very least.
Oh, I mean, of course he peed in there. There's no doubt about it. He probably pooped in there too. 100 hours?
How
That's
many
like 3 days
is 100 hours? There's no way to find out for sure.
We will never know, but I think if I was a guessing man, I'd say it's 4 days.
According to Pythagoras, it's 4 days.
That's Pythagoras' literal worst nightmare.
It's true. Well, I think his worst nightmare was being murdered by a mob right in front of a bean field. Speaking of those Randy Brits, every hour, 38.5 tons of baked beans are eaten in Britain.
That's sick. That's too many.
Yeah. Well, it is quite a lot. The top five U.S. varieties of bean are pinto, navy, black, red kidney, and great northern.
Great northern. Just a little tiny white bean. Just a very small little baby.
Yeah, not that great, in my opinion.
Great northern is fine. I will use it if like cannellini is all out of it. Okay, I guess I'm going to great northern.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture tells me that I'm supposed to eat 3 cups of beans per week.
I thought you were gonna say per day, which would seem like too much, but per week seems manageable. Do you eat 3 cups of beans per week?
I don't know, probably not.
Well, you should start counting because I know you beans, eat them singly.
Well, if they're mushed up in a dip form, then I'll eat them, as I mentioned. Otherwise, get the hell out of here. So if you want to actually have less flatulence from eating beans, you need to eat more of them. So the song that says the more you eat, the more you toot, that's actually incorrect. The more you eat, the less you toot.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Breaking news here.
See, I told you, I am actually truly, and I'm not just saying this, learning so much.
Yeah. And there is a Navy Bean Festival here in Indiana the first weekend of October.
That's hot. Are you going to go?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And then your closest bean festival, Zara, is in Cape May, New Jersey. Also the first weekend in October. So,
well, thank God.
We'll do a follow-up episode from the festival, I would say.
Probably. Reporting live from the Navy Bean Festival here out here in Cape May, New Jersey. That is wild.
It's a lima bean festival, okay?
Oh, I love lima beans. I love lima beans. Yeah, lima beans are delicious. Mm-hmm. I'll definitely be there. Folks, we're all going. Anyone want to be my date?
Pretty cute. It's right on the ocean there. It's cute.
Mike, Sally, hear that? Let's go ahead and do that. We'll make a weekend of it. Bring your parrot. Put him in a little naval officer's uniform.
Put one of those little hawking hats on it that hawks have to wear. Because they look really cute with their hats on.
A hawking hat on a parrot. Oh, me, Mike Sala, a parrot wearing a hawk's hat, and Wallace Shawn walk into a fava bean festival.
Inconceivable.
Inconceivable.
That's all I have for us, people.
That's interesting. And folks, we decided before the show today that this is going to be a two, maybe even a three-parter on beans. So get the fuck ready. So this episode's going to be a little bit short today.
Yeah.
But next week, we're going to lay some more interesting bean-adjacent facts right upon you.
Right upon you, yeah.
Whether you like it or not.
Much as you would layer a black bean puree on a tostada.
Uh-oh. Somebody stop her. Jim Carrey, famous bean lover. By the way, I have a couple questions answered here. In fact, just one. But everybody was probably dying to know. An emperor penguin lives 15 to 20 years, but the little penguin only lives 6 years.
Bummer.
A little penguin? What is a little penguin?
Well, the emperor ones are the really penguin. Big ones.
Oh, little penguin. Sorry. You only get 6 years.
That'll be fine.
They're all floating off in the middle of the ocean on little ice patches anyway.
Yeah, they're going to be extinct soon anyway, so it's totally fine.
You know what? Penguin is a bird that I actually could get behind. And not in a sexual way. Get your mind out of the gutter. I just mean I could support its candidacy for president.
Yeah. Well, speaking of Jim Carrey, he was in the best movie ever made, Mr. Popper's Penguins, which is really, really good.
Dude, penguins are... That's crazy. Penguins are fucking cute.
Yeah. The March of the Penguins is a movie.
It is a movie. They're interesting. They're very professional for birds. Walking around on their two feet, wearing a tuxedo.
Yeah, they're always wearing a tuxedo at all times.
That's true. They are always wearing a tuxedo. But they're very, very cute. I would like to meet one. If anyone has a pet penguin, now that is a pet that I would respect. It lives an appropriate amount of time. It's soft and cute. It's basically like a dog.
Are they soft?
I think they have fur and not feathers.
No.
Yeah, they're covered in fur, baby.
A fur baby?
They're fur babies covered in fur, baby. They're furry. I'm telling you, man. Does anyone have a penguin out there? Reach out to us. Well, Sean, you seem like someone who'd own a penguin. Let's hear from you.
All right.
Folks,
they have feathers.
The bean-isode.
Penguins have feathers just like all other birds, okay? It says here right on the internet.
Armin, edit this part out of the show where Nicole proves me wrong. I would like to go on believing that penguins are covered in fur for the rest of my life. I think it seems fair. Let me have my one dream.
Okay.
I'm just like scrolling through looking at pictures of penguins as we're speaking. And some of them honestly are brown. And that's weird to me.
Honestly, some penguins are brown is the best sentence I've ever heard.
But we're meant to think that they're all black and white. And some of them are just all brown.
Well, the March of the Penguins is propaganda.
It is. It's pro-penguin propaganda.
I've never seen it.
We need to put it to a stop.
I hope that it's good. It's about a marching band made out of penguins, I guess. Right?
They all play an instrument. Now, look, I'm looking at penguins on the internet still, even though I should probably be doing something else. There's a penguin called, I think it says sock hopper penguin.
He goes to sock hops all the time.
He loves sock hops, and he has long, bright green eyebrows.
Whoa.
Right. Yeah, it's really freaky.
Well, I hope that you are still listening because this is riveting content here at the end.
We would bore you to death.
We really finished strong. Nicole and Zara, go look on the internet and look at pictures of penguins while you listen.
look, somebody's got to do it. Everyone else is just like reporting on like true crime.
Right.
And like,
Not true
politics, schmolitics and freaking book clubs and all this. Nobody is looking at pictures of penguins on the internet and telling you about it. And that's where we come in. I know this was supposed to be about food, but guess what? You're wrong. It's about Ben Affleck and stupid fucking penguins. How dare they be so cute?
All right. That's enough.
Folks, this was a riveting episode about beans. Thank you so much for listening. And we'll see you next week with part two.
Part two.
Hasta la pasta.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
My name is Brandon Hoy, co-owner of Roberta's, a super duper awesome place. Roberta's is a very, 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 very proud sponsor of the Heritage Radio Network. We're also super awesome. Thank you, Heritage.
Life's Banquet is powered by Simplecast. Thanks for listening to Heritage Radio Network, food radio supported by you. For our freshest content, subscribe to our newsletter. Enter your email at the bottom of our website, heritageradionetwork.org, or connect with us on Instagram and Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can also find us at facebook.com/Heritage Radio Network. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization driving conversations to make the world a better, fairer, and more delicious place. And we couldn't do it without support from listeners like you. Want to be part of the food world's most innovative community? Subscribe to the shows you like, tell your friends, and please join the HRN family by becoming a member. Just click at the heart at the top right of our homepage. And thanks for listening.
Hey, everybody, I'm Nick Latham.
And I'm Leah Bonema.
And we're the hosts of Were You Raised by Wolves?
Each week, we try to make the world a kinder, nicer place.
Well, that's the idea, at least.
I mean, we try.
Have you ever wondered what to do if you're ghosted?
Or what to do when a friend asks you to borrow money?
Or the proper way to eat Cheetos?
You know, the big questions.
So please find Were You Raised by Wolves wherever you listen.